Hi, today we are going to talk about creating content. Content is always king, and just not any content, it should be relevant content. This is the highest common denominator between the two end users of an SEO, the human users and the search engines. The whole internet is driven by content, be it text, image, video, interactive media, or any other form. Content rules the web. When it comes to SEO, you will be creating content for two places. One is within your website, that is your website content, and the other is away from your website, that is off-page content, like external blogs, social media websites, publishing websites, etc. While the nature of the content is more or less the same in all the places, the purpose of the website content certainly differs from that of the off-page content. In a nutshell, website content is where you present your potential customers, what they really are looking for. And off-page content is like a bait, a means to market your core value through interesting pieces of content. Now let's look at each of the two in detail. Website content is practically where all your keywords zero in on. When ranking web pages in the search results for a given query, search engines always look to rank those pages which seem to have direct answers, like how do I create a WordPress blog, or actionable items like the 5 points to note before your child leaves for preschool, or chances of engagement like Shashi Tharoor's Twitter page. How do they know if you have such desirable elements in your web page? Though text is the easiest form of content that search engines could understand, they also try to make sense of other forms of content as well, like images, videos, hyperlinks. As we have seen before, the search engines would scan your web page for seemingly important words and phrases to know what it is about. What are the elements they scan? Almost all of them. Page URL, page title, meta description, text content, XHTML information, hyperlinks, and many more. It is wise to have your keywords within these elements. Search engines think that page title, page headers, subheaders, and bolded text are important. Some people may deny this and say this is no longer that important, but I feel that it still holds a lot of value. So these happen to be the best places to include the most important keywords. Readability is also an important factor. Particularly if your website serves audience from around the globe, make sure not to get wordy with your content. Always assume that your potential visitor is a layman and has only basic English language skills, and then start writing your content. If you're using images, videos, or other multimedia elements, be sure to include appropriate captions describing what the multimedia is about. Search engines cannot understand visual elements and rely only on the captions and the associated meta tags, which are also known as alt tags, to know more about that particular visual. Search engines not only look for the exact words the query contains and the variations in a given page, they also look for other closely related words, partly as an attempt to make sure that the page is genuinely talking about the topic in question. For example, if the query is about elections, the search engines might also look for other closely related words such as campaign, voters, candidates, state, etc. So remember to keep your content strictly close to your website's niche. All right, let me not bore you with too many details at once. The bottom line for your website content is to serve the user. Now, what about the off-page content, the content you distribute outside your website? Search engines don't care about which is on-page content and which is off-page content. They consider every web page individually. So most, perhaps all, of the qualities that we have discussed about the website content applies to the off-page content as well. But off-page content could get a little trickier because the implicit purpose is mostly to attract backlinks or traffic in addition to adding value to the users. In its simplest sense, you contribute content to external websites in order to gain popularity. The article you may write in a friend's blog, the post you make in your Facebook page, the video you upload to YouTube, the images you share at Flickr, they are all your content distributed around the web as part of marketing of your website. So it is not only about convincing the search engines about your content, but also about enticing the human audience of different websites around the web. Many SEOs tend to forget the above perspective and to think only about search engines when it comes to content marketing. But really, content marketing has a twofold purpose. While one obvious purpose is to offer the search engines great content to crawl outside your website, that is linking to your website, the other purpose is to attract human visitors who are interested in information related to your vertical. If you have had a great content out there, then the human audience consider resourceful. They are most likely to seek more of great content and information, follow the link in your content and arrive at your website. This way, your off-page content serves as a source that drives relevant traffic to your website, which we understandably call as referral traffic. One effective way to do this is to know more about the website you're publishing your content in and understanding their audience. Why are they there? What are they interested in? Are they looking for information, purchase something, read product reviews, great content, or simply or share the content? How can your content address their interests? Obviously, it's your job to find that out and serve your content accordingly. Another important thing to consider while creating content is how you link to other pages on the web, including yours, from the content. This is more for the sake of search engine understanding, although humans also benefit from this. While linking to another page from your content, use the anchor text to describe what to expect in a page you're linking to. Search engines very much use this anchor text information in order to know what the page is about. Avoid using clueless terms in the anchor text, such as click here, no more, this page, as much as possible. And this applies to both off-page as well as website content. Creating great content is undoubtedly an incredibly challenging job. So good luck and get yours created. But remember, it's never a one-time job. You'll have to keep improvising with changing times. Thanks for stopping by at my podcast and have a lovely day.